Hello.
I want to thank you so much for calling customer support earlier. My name is Debbie. I see that we missed your call. How can I assist you today?
Well, I have a charge that popped up from your company on my credit card for $69 that I don't believe I ever made any, I never purchased anything for $69.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code, please?
61114.
And may I have your first and last name?
Brad Braun, Braun.
And for security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address we have on file for you?
Probably 4003 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Rockford, Illinois.
All right, thank you so much for that. Just give me one moment. Let me review the account to see exactly what's going on with it. Okay, I see that back on December, excuse me, on February 3rd this year, there were two charges. There was one for the Hype Watch. That's the watch that's Bluetooth capable. It also
Yes.
can be hooked up to your Android iPhone device. That's what that one was. And for the Hype Pods, those were the earbuds that's water resistant, but they also block out extra sound in the background. I see that they were delivered to you on February 8th. Those two only cost $5.97 a piece for the shipping and handling of it. What it was a 14-day trial period. So being saying that with a 14-day trial period, meaning the day you submit your order, which was the 3rd, you had 14 days, which would have been February 17th to give us a call back if you didn't like the product or you want to get it canceled out. But when we didn't receive a call, that's why you see the charge on February 19th for the $59.97 for the pods and $69.97 on February 27th for the watch.
Well, that's not what I signed up for. I mean, I did a survey and it said I was eligible for the watch and the thing for $5.97, and that's all I intended to pay.
Yes, sir, I definitely understand. Well, for the misunderstanding, because I do see it was one was $6.99, was $69.97. We can refund you up to 35% of that, giving you $24.49 back. And the other one that was $59.97, we can refund up to 35% of that one and give you $20.99 back for it.
No, I don't see that happening. I want the $69 charge taken off of my credit card.
Yes, sir, I do understand, but it is a liable charge for you because you did receive the product. And it's also listed if you go to the website where the products come from, shophypewatch.com and shophypeearbuds.com. It listed as well as the terms and conditions.
Well, the other charge that went through for $59, was that under Blaze Nourish?
Let me pull it up for you. For me, it won't show me the exact way. It might if it didn't see Hype Pods IR on there, it might be listed as Jacob's Earbuds.
No, it didn't say that. I had a charge on my card for a Blaze Nourish for $59 and something that I didn't understand either. I was just wondering, it looked like it came from the same, maybe the same place or something, I don't know. And then there was another charge for $5.97 for Blaze Nourish that I didn't understand. And then I got this one from this gadget place for $69 that I don't understand.
Yes, sir. If you've seen the two charges for $5.97, then that would be us. Like I said, one was for that watch and one was for the earbuds that got shipped out. The $59.97 charge you're referring to should have came out. It looked like we posted on February 19th. And then the one for $69.97, it should have said February 27th.
Okay. Well, I turned them both in as fraudulent charges, so they're I don't know if they're going to pay or not, but I'm not. You can cancel my account, my credit card, everything you got, because to me it's a scam.
Okay, can you hold one moment, please, sir, while I go ahead and get it taken care of and get it canceled out for you?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm still here with you. I'm just getting everything canceled out one by one. Okay, sir, do you still have access to that email address, badbrad42@juno.com?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I sent you two refund confirmation emails, one for the $69.97 and one for the $59.97. Can you either check your email if it's not in the inbox, also check your spam and your junk email, and it could go there as well.
All right.
Okay, and also, do you have a pen and paper ready so I can give you your cancellation number?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, sir, it's going to be C as in Charlie. 153 56 33.
Okay.
Okay, sir, is there anything else I can do to assist you today?
No, you took all my information out of your system now. You don't have access to my credit card to charge more stuff or anything, or.
No, sir, when we cancel an account out, it just basically shows the account. It just has your name listed as far as your email address, but that's it. It takes everything out.
Okay. I just don't want to have to go through some more charges showing up for some reason or another.
Yes, sir. I definitely understand. Well, thank you again for calling customer support and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.